We welcome all of you here to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to share with you two verses from Ecclesiastes chapter 6. I shared some thoughts from these two verses on Thursday night at the Convalescent Center, and the Lord has just continued to bring this to mind over the past couple of days. And so I want to share verses 2 and 3 of Ecclesiastes chapter 6. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. This is a very interesting message that's given to us by Solomon as he considers those that he sees within his kingdom. And he brings to mind two individuals. One is a man of great wealth who loses everything. We're not told the reason why, but somebody else partakes. Maybe his children partake because he's lost all of it to them. I don't know, but he said that is not the way that God intends things to be. God gives the power to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Something interrupted that. And then he goes into the next verse by saying, if a man beget 100 children, that's a lot of boys and girls. I'll just have to say, I know Brother Cornelius has 12, and I'm sure that's enough. But can you imagine having 100 children and live many years so that the days of his years be many? In other words, he comes to old age and his soul is not filled with good. It would be better that a miscarriage had taken place, the Bible says, rather than that man come to that place. We need to understand something here, and this is part of the wisdom that God shares with us in his Word, that material things are no substitute for eternal things. Material things are no substitute for spiritual things. They will never feed you what is needed. This person here lived to many, many years. He had many children. He's surrounded by his children and his grandchildren and so forth. But his soul was not filled with good. What does he have? He has lots of children. That's all he has. He has what he has in this world, but he has not filled his soul with good things, so he has nothing for the next world. Why are we here today? I trust it's to come here to worship the Lord. That's our primary purpose for coming. It's to worship His holy name. Why? Because He is worthy. But anytime you seek glory to God, you are always bettered. Do you understand that? You are always improved. You are strengthened and encouraged. When you seek to bring worship and glory and blessing to the name of your Father, He will in turn bless you and He will feed your what? Soul. Your soul will be bettered by the good things that God gives. You are foolish if you live this life only to do what everybody else does. Chase the American dream. That's what everybody else is doing. But God says, listen, he is a fool. It would be better that he had miscarried than to have lived his life, have 100 children, have all the things that comes with that, and yet it says here, and his soul be not filled with good. The word good there has said the goodness, the many mercies of God, the blessings of God upon his life. Number one, salvation, and number two, growing close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we need to make sure that our thinking is correct and that we have come here for the right reasons. Some people come to church because they feel bad if they stay home. Well, that's not a reason to come to church. You ought to have a purpose. What is the purpose, dads and moms, that you have for your children to be at church? To be in the Sunday school classes and to be in the worship. What's your purpose? Well, that's the way I grew up. Mr. O'Pager already talked about that. That's not good enough. That's just the way you grew up. No, you need to have a purpose in mind. It's for the betterment of your soul and the worship and admiration and adoration of God. That's why we've come here. And so I want to encourage you to not live like this elderly man that's pictured here in the Word of God. He has no burial. He has no honors. He has nothing to take with him in the afterlife because he frittered it and wasted it all upon this earth. And he had nothing beyond the grave. May God help us to understand that.